The Democratic-led Senate Judiciary Committee agreed by voice vote to authorize subpoenas for President Bush's advisor Karl Rove, former White House lawyer Harriet Myers, and two deputy White House officials to compel sworn and public testimony about the dismissals of 8 U.S. attorneys. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Vermont Democrat, is chairman of the committee.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I would say the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. The subpoenas are authorized.
One Republican, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, asked that the committee record show that he voted with the majority to authorize the subpoenas. Like the House Judiciary Committee action a day earlier, the Senate panel did not actually issue the subpoenas to allow for the possibility that a deal could be reached with the White House to head off a constitutional confrontation. But there is no indication the White House is ready to compromise, with President Bush stating that his aides would be made available only for private interviews with a limited number of lawmakers and not under oath. Chairman Leahy rejected the president's offer, despite pleas from the top Republican on the committee, Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, to try to seek a compromise with the White House before considering the subpoenas. In an exchange with Leahy, Specter argued that moving toward confrontation with the White House would only tie up the matter in courts for years.
Question number one is, will this investigation be best served by finding out what we can now, as opposed to litigation which will take more than 2 years? And question number two, related to question number one, if we don't like what we get, we can always issue a subpoena and move with a subpoena if we don't like what we
That's
get.
Not,
but why not take what we can get in the interest of...
What we're told we can get is nothing. Nothing. We're told that we can have a closed-door meeting with no transcript, not under oath, limited number of people, and the White House will determine what the agenda is. That, to me, is nothing.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, argued that the White House cannot dictate how Congress operates.
The two branches of government are equal. If we don't use all the power that we're given to get at facts that are important, we don't deserve to hold these positions. And I don't believe we can get at those facts in a closed room without a record, simply interviewing a selected number of us, selected witnesses.
But Senator John Kyle, an Arizona Republican, said it is the Congress that is seeking to meddle in the affairs of the White House.
We're dealing with an equal branch of government. And we're intruding into deliberations among the top advisors to the head of that branch of government.
Kyle echoed President Bush's opposition to compelling White House officials to testify in public and under oath, saying it would have a chilling effect on the ability of future presidents to get candid advice from aides who may fear they will be forced to publicly testify about their private conversations. Democratic critics say the attorney firings were politically motivated and have called for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's resignation over his handling of the matter. President Bush has voiced his support for Gonzalez. Gonzalez reiterated that no attorney was dismissed for improper reasons and said he remains committed to working with lawmakers in their investigation of the issue. Deborah Tafioi, News, Capitol Hill.